Acts chapter 1 and verse number 25. Well, this is going to be an interesting sermon. I have actually preached this sermon about 3 years ago. So some of you will remember this, 2.5, 3 years, about 3 years ago, at least. Some of you would remember it, though. Probably just like two people would have remembered it. It's not on, you would have remembered it. Carrie would have remembered it, would remember it. If you were here on the night I preached it. If you weren't skipping town, going hunting or something, or anything like that. It was one of those times you went on one of your runs over to pick up a tractor somewhere or something, probably. No, I'm kidding. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 25. I've been thinking about this sermon for a while, and I want you to do something here. Children, young people, I want you to pay attention very closely here, okay? If at all possible, if your parents would be so led to that they would make sure and instruct you to keep straight and pay attention. If somebody back there is napping, poke them, smack them around a little bit and wake them up. Well, unless it's like the little kids that don't understand anything. But teenagers can sit up and listen to this. I think it'd be a good idea. Amen. I think young people would be a good idea for you to hear this. It's very sobering and very serious. And it needs to be, you need to listen and pay attention, because your very soul may be at stake. And though you think you may live forever, and look up here at me and listen to me, though you think you may live forever, don't be so cocky in the face of God. Understand that you could drop off any second now. Just because you're young doesn't mean you'll live forever. And though you're arrogant and young now and you think you have the world by the hand, you better understand one thing, that everything can drop and change like that. Your whole world can come crashing down and you can die tonight or right here. Amen? Understand that and take it very seriously. So young people, I want you all that are old enough to understand it and listen. I want everybody to pay attention to this and listen very closely. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 27 says this, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. Judas went to hell. Judas went to hell, I guess you could say, from a Baptist pew. That is, if you believe that that was a local New Testament church, which I happen to believe. And I happen to believe that Jesus Christ was the pastor of that local New Testament church. I believe he was the founder, that is, and he was the leader of that. He administered the ordinances as far as the Lord's Supper and everything to them. And then we understand but we also understand that Judas walked with them, didn't he? Judas walked, there's a lot of similarities to Judas's ministry, the fact that Judas was with Jesus Christ. And local church members today, or people, or young people, or even older people that attend local New Testament churches today, you better wake up and pay attention and listen to this. It's very safe to say that Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew. Very safe to say. I want to show you how Judas Iscariot had every advantage and opportunity, just like every single one of you here do tonight, to receive Christ, to repent, and to be born again. Amen. Judas had every opportunity. And Judas still went to hell from a Baptist pew. Amen? Let's look at it first. Judas, number one, Judas knew who Christ was. He knew who Christ is. He knew who this Christ, the Son of the Living God, was. Judas was there. We have no doubts that Jesus... was the Messiah. Judas didn't doubt that one bit. He knew he was the Messiah. He knew he was the Son of God. Do you understand that? Just knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God will not take you to heaven. Are you listening to me? Just knowing the historical fact that Jesus Christ was born and Jesus Christ lived a perfect sinless life and died on the... That doesn't save you. He knew who Jesus Christ was. He knew. He knew he had been called to serve under the Messiah. How about this? Have not I ordained you 12 and one of you is a devil? Turn to Matthew chapter 26. Verse number 25, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? Master, is it I? You know, it may be very well that one of you here could be lost and could slip into a Christless eternity and burn in the pit of hell for all of eternity. Judas knew that Jesus was the only way. Was he not there when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Judas knew who Christ was. Judas knew that Jesus was the only way. Judas understood that. You know what? You know who Jesus is too, don't you? You've heard about Him. Your father, your mother, your preacher, your friends, they've told you about Jesus Christ. They've explained to you who Jesus is, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. That for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. You know who Jesus Christ is. You know who He is. You sit in a Baptist church. You understand who He is. And you know what? You can still go to hell from a Baptist pew even tonight. You could still drive out of this place, be a lost sinner, and get into a car accident and die just like that. Don't play church and don't play games with God. This is your soul that you're dealing with here. This is your never-dying soul that will spend somewhere for all of eternity. And you can shirk, you can sleep, you can play games, and you can do whatever you want. But at the end, you will stand before God. And just because you fooled your church, and just because you fooled your mother, and just because you fooled your father, and just because you fooled your wife, your husband, your pastor, means nothing. You'll not fool God. You'll never fool God. He knew that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world. You know, I talk to a lot of people when you're out going door to door, when you meet people, when you talk to them, and they all know who Jesus is. Do you really think all these people are saved? They know who Jesus is. We got a Christ Mass time coming up here pretty soon. Where I don't celebrate the Mass, so I'm sorry. But anyway, and by the way, we won't be having any Christmas trees and any Christmas celebrations in the house of God. It's not in the New Testament, and we don't put up Christmas trees and all that kind of stuff here, and we're not going to do that. So I hope I didn't burst anybody's bubble and Santa Claus isn't real. Let me get that out there too. So just so you know, I just ruined everybody's day. Everybody go home and you can hate me now. But hey, like I talked about this morning, you can't hate me worse than most people do anyway. But anyway, so... But understand this, we're going to have this time, and they're all going to come together, and they're going to talk about, they're not going to talk about Jesus, are they? They're going to talk about Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and everybody else, but they'll not mention Jesus Christ at all. And you here tonight, you've heard who Jesus Christ is. You understand who Jesus Christ is. You know He's the Son of the living God. You've heard it. You've heard it in Scripture over and over and over and over again. But you know what? Judas knew the same thing, and he went to hell. He knew who Jesus was. Knowing Jesus is... But knowing who Jesus is never saved anybody's soul. I can prove that by Judas Iscariot. He knew who Jesus was. He didn't go to heaven. He didn't have his sins forgiven. He went to his own place. Where was that? I believe it's a chamber in hell. But I said a chamber. It's not exactly hell. But anyway, that's another story. That's another sermon for another time. It'll make your... I've talked to you about it a little bit. But anyway, a lot of people have knowledge of the facts. You know, I know a lot of people that have knowledge of the facts. But you know, there's this one little thing that they don't have that surprises... Well, it doesn't surprise me. But it's that little thing that nobody ever preaches about today. It's called repentance. They know all the facts. They have all the facts figured out, but they've never repented. But if you talk to Curtis Hudson and a few others, repentance didn't matter. No, repentance. We know you don't preach about it. We understand. You never did. That's why we have a generation of preachers who don't even know what repentance is. A lot of people have a head knowledge. They've never been born again. They're lost and miserable and dying in their sins. No peace, no happiness, nothing. No security in their heart, nothing. Never been saved, never been born again. You know, if I wasn't sure I was saved, I sure couldn't sleep through this sermon right here. It'd bother me so much. If I had something living inside of me, it would bother me so much. Number two, Judas attended all the services. Every time the Lord Jesus spoke, Judas was right there, wasn't he? He never missed a service. He followed the main preacher, Jesus Christ, around everywhere. He heard all the best sermons and theology discussions. Judas was there when Christ preached the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount. Judas was there, heard the greatest orator ever, Jesus Christ, the greatest teacher ever. He heard Christ preach to the heart of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He preached the law to them. He preached the grace of God to them. He preached that you might. He was there when Nicodemus stood there and he said, "Nicodemus, marvel not that you must be born again." Judas was holding the money bag right there. He was right there holding the money bag. That didn't save Judas, though, did it? He went to all the services. Judas was at all the services. Never saved him, though, did it? Never saved him once. You know, he was there when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, when he talked to Zacchaeus. He was there. How about when Simon Peter said, "Well, whom do men say?" When Jesus said, "Whom do men say that I am?" Wasn't Judas right there when Peter said, "Well, thou art the Christ"? Some say Elijah, some say John the Baptist, some say this person, some say that person. And Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Judas was, "Oh, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father in heaven." Judas was right there. Right there. Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew. Just like that. Judas was there when Christ preached the Sermon on the Mount. He heard Christ preach to those Pharisees and Sadducees, call them vipers, tell them they need to repent. Preached hard to them. Did they repent? Did he? Hey, you know, it's kind of funny. He preached repentance to all those guys and none of them believed in repentance either. Kind of like this modern day crowd we have. The religion, the modern day, oh, you mean not the atheists. I mean the modern day religious crowd. They don't believe in it either. And he said, "Repent, repent, repent, repent." I'll give you one further. At this, as we're talking about Judas attended all the services. You know what? Simon Magnus, remember Simon? Simon the sorcerer, remember him? Says he believed, but he never repented. He believed, but never repented. And then you have some guys that say, "Well, Simon was saved." Oh, really? Well, how come then Simon Peter stood up and said, "You have no part nor lot in the Holy Ghost"? How could somebody that has the Holy Ghost in them have no part nor lot in the Holy Ghost? Well, I'm sure glad I never got taught from the books those guys did. He was there for some of the greatest miracles ever. We'll get to that in a second. He heard many sermons and he heard Christ exalted through all of them. But Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew and you can too. Same thing can happen to you. If you're not born again, same thing. Judas heard Christ with the Roman centurion. Could you imagine being there at the Sermon on the Mount? Could you imagine being there and listening to that? Greatest sermon ever probably preached. One of the greatest. Many people say, "Yep, I go to church. I attend all the services." Yeah, but have you been born again? You know what? You can go to hell from a Protestant pew, a Baptist pew, a Catholic pew. Any of them. Doesn't matter. Number three, Judas witnessed many miracles and the power of God. Judas saw the power of God directly. Judas saw children raised from the dead. He saw the feeding of the 5,000. Could you imagine being there when the Lord fed 5,000 people? And Judas saw it all. Seeing all those people and all that food spread and seeing the power of God. You know how many people attend Baptist churches and see changed lives, but they're still not saved? You know, there are some people that attend churches their whole life and they are lost and they have never been born again and they have never seen the power of God themselves. They've seen it on others. They've seen a change take place in others, but they've never seen it inside their own soul. They have never experienced it. And I tell you something, the Christian faith is an experienced faith. It is lived out in your soul. It is lived out in your life. It is not something that you just talk about. It is something that it lives inside of you. It's real. Real is the Holy Ghost of God that indwells you if you're saved. Many of them know deep down in their souls they're not saved. And have seen they've seen God change people's lives, but will not come to Him that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. They will not come to Him. Judas saw the Lord calm the seas and the mighty waves submit to the Lord. He saw it all. He saw the power of God directly. He watched it. He watched Jesus do miracle after miracle after miracle. It's hard to believe that a man can witness a miracle like that and still not receive Christ. Seeing the Master calm the waves and not be persuaded to come to Him for life. Judas was an eyewitness of the glory of Jesus Christ as He performed miracles. You know what? Some of you even here, you've seen the miracles of God. You've seen God save people and change their lives and make them new creatures. You've seen that. And that's why I can't preach another gospel, the one that doesn't change people. I don't believe that one because I never experienced that one. Because I was a hell-bound sinner and I hated my life from that. I loved my sin. I wanted the world. I wanted to chase after the devil. I wanted to chase women. I wanted to chase anything I could, drugs, whatever I could. And I didn't need an RU class. I needed Jesus Christ to save my soul. So you can take your philosophy down the road somewhere else because I don't want nothing to do with it. All I know is that Jesus Christ saved me and changed me. Has nothing to do with me, has everything to do with Him. It's the work that He does in the soul of a man. And if you're born again, that work is done. But if you don't have, if His Spirit doesn't bear witness with your spirit that you're a child of God, then you're none of His. Amen. I'd ask you the same question I've asked so many others before. Do you know the Holy Ghost of God is inside of you? If you're born again, you know it. You don't even have to question it. And if you do, He tells you real quick He is. But if you don't have that witness inside of you, there's a reason why. And if there's no change ever, there's a reason why. Judas was an eyewitness, but he went to hell from a Baptist pew. Hey, you know what? Here's another one. Judas even served in the church. Number four, Judas served in the church. How about that? He was a treasure. In John chapter 13 and verse number 29, he held the bag. He said this because he held the bag. He held the money bag. Judas was a treasure. He held the bag. He was faithful to serve in his position. Judas would have ushered and took up an offering in the local assembly. He would have counted the money and signed for things. He would have been trusted and he would have sang and he would have done everything he could have done. He would have been one of those that served in every capacity that he could have. But Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew with his eyes wide open. You understand that? He went to hell with his eyes wide open. Judas could have been a pastor, a preacher, or a song leader. No one ever got saved from good works. No matter how many they did. You know what? A lot of times people use service as a way to mask their lack of spirituality. Nothing wrong with serving the Lord. We need to be faithful and serve God. But you know what? Much of it is a lack of spirituality. The most, get them busy doing something for the Lord. But yeah, they're living like the devil. I know, but just get them busy doing something for the Lord. Yeah, but they're hooked on pornography and wickedness. Oh, that's okay. Just give them a job in the church. For what? You got to keep them busy. Welcome to Fundamentalism 101. Just keep them busy. Jesse, open that door back there and let some air in here. It's a little warm in here. I'm going to get these people up doing jumping jacks in a minute. Everybody's about to sleep. Put that chair in there and get a brisk wind in here and these guys will wake up a little bit. Pause the tape. It's time for exercise. Judas would have been considered a good servant. No one ever got saved by works in the Scriptures, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. But you know something? For all Judas's works, he still ended up in hell. You know, you can do whatever you want to in a church. You can play the piano, you can sing, you can preach, you can do whatever, and you could still go to hell. And it isn't going to make one bit of difference how much work you did in that church. You still die in your sins and go to hell. Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew. He went to hell serving in the local church. Can you imagine that? What a waste. Did all that work for nothing. I got to think that Judas was a very tormented person. Think about all the work that he did and everything that he did, and he betrayed the Lord and he was a lost man the whole time. He even had power to do miracles. That's hard to understand, isn't it? Remember though, Jesus gave him His power to go do it. Just remember that. So the Scripture says, His power. He gave them power. All power was given unto Him in heaven and earth. But you listen. Judas was a miserable man. It shows that in the end, he killed himself. How much torment do you think that man went through? How much of a tormented soul was he until he finally ended his life? What does that show you? Well, before I get to the end of my outline here, what it really shows me is that a man will torment himself with religion. He'll either receive Christ or he'll reprobate and live, but he will one day just die. He will take his own life because he won't want to go through it. Because he'll be miserable. I've seen that. I've seen that in more cases than you can imagine. Number five, Judas even professed him master. In Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21-23, he said, is it I, master? Is it I? Looks at him and calls him master. Remember what it says in the book of Psalms? It says, kiss the Son, lest you be angry. What do you think Judas did? He kissed him in mocking him. Judas betrays the Son of Man with a kiss? He betrayed Him with a kiss, calling Him master on one end and serving the devil on the other. Jesus was even warning Judas here, giving him that warning. Turn to Matthew chapter 7. Listen to what He said to him. When Judas said to Him, Master, is it I? Back what we read before. He says this, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Judas was right here. Remember, who did the miracles? Remember Judas? They all did miracles, remember? They all had the power to cast out devils. They all did many wonderful works in the name of God. Judas did all those works. Judas had the same power those other men had. He did the same miracles. And guess what? He went to hell too. Jesus was warning him. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. He was giving him space to repent, but Judas said, Lord, Lord. Many in the church today say, Lord, Lord, but His answer to them will be, depart from me, I never knew you. Let me ask you something, does He know you? Does he? Are you willing to die with the faith that you live with right now? Are you willing to die with it right now, the faith that you live with? Because if you're not, I sure wouldn't live one second longer with it if I wasn't willing to die with it right now. You think about that. If you're not willing to die with what you have right now, why would you live with it a second longer? Think about it. You know, this is a religious crowd he's saying this to. Many will say unto me, Lord, Lord. He says, you knew who I was. You knew who Jesus was, but you knew me after the flesh. There are many that still believe in the historical Jesus, yet they will die and go to hell from a Baptist pew. Many. Many believe it. Many believe it. Many believe the historical account that their parents told them and what they've read about Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean they've ever been born again. That doesn't mean they've turned to Him and repented and trusted Him as their Savior. Many. They believe the historical record, but they'll still go to hell. You say, why did Jesus go to hell from a Baptist pew? Or Judas, why did Judas go to hell? Why did he? Well, number one, they believe in the historical Jesus and that His story is true, but never embrace Him. They never embrace who He really is. They never trust Him. They never take Him as their Lord and Savior. They never receive Him. Jesus said, if you believe not that I am He, you shall all likewise perish. He was not just a great man, but the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot live a Christian life without Jesus Christ. You cannot live this life without being born again. It will make you miserable, and you will want to die every day. You'll have no peace, you'll have no stability, you'll have no happiness, because you don't have the Holy Ghost of God, and you are trying in the flesh to live in the Spirit, and it is impossible, because you don't have the Spirit of God when you're lost. If you believe not that I am He, you shall all likewise perish. He is the Savior of the world. His name shall be called Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. From their sin. They have not put their trust in Him to the saving of their souls. They like Christianity, but they like the system more than embracing the Savior. Listen to me, young person. Let me tell you something. Because your mommy and daddy bring you to church don't mean you're born again. And God is not a respecter of persons. He'll throw you in hell just as quick as He will them. Come on! He will throw you in hell just as quick as He will them. Yeah. The gospel is very simple, but there are many that have not repented and believed the gospel. They've never repented. They've never had a change of mind. A Holy Spirit wrought change of mind that led to a change of action. They've never had that. Have you not seen scores of people that profess Christianity and their lives are no different than the world's? Oh, and by the way, just because you and I can hide from each other how wicked we really are doesn't mean we hide it from God. You understand that, right? If you go home and you're mean as the devil to your wife and you're mean as the devil to your kids and you curse and you do everything and you live a miserable life and you hate everything about life, you can hide that from me, but you can't hide that from God Almighty. He sees your heart and He knows it. And just think this and understand this one thing, that Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew and you can too, because God is no respecter of persons. He will throw you in hell just like He did him. Amen! God has no grandchildren. Do you understand that? Young people, look up at me. God has no grandchildren. Has none. Only children by faith in the Son of God. By adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The only way to God the Father is Jesus Christ. The only way to Jesus Christ is by repentance and faith. There is no other way. You don't get grandfather clause in, and you don't get brought in because your parents take you to church. They've not turned to Jesus in saving faith. Their hearts have not believed unto righteousness. What does the Bible say? It's very clear that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. It doesn't say believe in thy thoughts. It says believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There's been a lot of confession with the mouth, but the belief in the heart is a changing belief that makes you different. Doesn't leave you the same. I don't get up every morning and say, man, I want to die. I hate my life. I don't do that. Why? Because I was a hellbound sinner that lived a wicked life, and that life I hated. Oh, I loved sin, but I hated the consequences of it. And it made me miserable. You know what else will make a person miserable? When they're around the face so long and never embrace the truth, they become hardened to the gospel. Where it takes years for them to get saved, and some never do because they're so hardened to the truth. Because no one ever looked at them and said, you know, you deserve to go to hell. No preacher ever looked at them and said, you know, you deserve to go to hell. The Bible's very clear that you deserve to go to hell. Not this little white lie thing that you did. Not, no, you're dirty, rotten, and stinking in the nostrils of God. And you deserve to go to hell. And God would be a just God to open up hell like a zipper and swallow you straight in it. Amen. You deserve to go to hell. I'm sorry if your mommy or daddy hadn't told you that yet, but you deserve to go to hell. And guess what? Whether you realize you deserve it or are willing to embrace that or not, you will one day burn in hell. And you know what the funny thing is? It's not very funny, but it's very ironic. You won't sleep through it. Amen? You won't. You won't sleep through that sermon. This one sermon here will haunt you. And haunt you. And haunt you. And for all of eternity, you will hear it over and over and over again. Just like Judas does. Every sermon that Jesus Christ ever preached, that he heard over and over again. Judas went to hell because he repented unto himself. Do you understand that? Turn to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, verse number 3. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. You see that verse? And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. He committed suicide. Let me ask you a question. How long do you think Judas thought about killing himself after he did that? After he was so miserable about everything about his life? Why did Judas commit suicide? Why do you think he did? Because Judas's sin was ever before him and upon him, and he repented unto himself and he was paying his own price for his sin. And he wanted to die. And if you don't repent and trust Christ as your Savior, if you're lost, you will do the same exact thing. You will want to die. Yeah? You will want to die. Why? Because you're around the truth and you've never embraced it. And the truth indicts you. It makes you guilty. And you never embrace it and get forgiveness. So all that's upon you is your sin. And I've been there before. I've been a lost sinner in the congregation, and I've sat there, and I've listened to it, and I've listened to it, and I've listened to it, and my sin was ever before me, and the conviction of the Holy Ghost was upon me. And I never had any peace. Never had any peace. How long do you live that way? With no peace. How long? How long do you live with no peace and comfort in your soul that the Comforter is there? Well, if you're Judas, long enough to hang yourself. You ever heard about those stories in our Baptist churches or fundamentals where someone just goes out and kills themselves? The preacher does, one of the preacher's sons does, or something like this. I heard about one about a year or two ago. This preacher's son, what the big fundamental preacher's, big fundamental church and all that, preacher's son, went out and hanged himself. Why? He was living a double life. A double life will make you hang yourself. You'll want to die. You can't do it. Listen to me. Look up here at me. You cannot live a double life in this Christian life because you will want to die and you will eventually give in and kill yourself. Because you'll be so tortured you can't take it any longer. See, I've had the calls where people wanted to blow their heads off. I've had them tell me after they got saved, man, I was going to kill myself. I couldn't take it. I wanted to die. I'm telling you the truth, and these people can give you the same. They would tell you the same exact thing. I'm not making it up. I would want to die. I just wanted to die. Why? Because you never embraced the truth like Judas, and he went insane. He repented unto himself. He was sorry for everything that he did unto himself, but not enough to turn to Christ and say, "Forgive me." You know, not having forgiveness will cause somebody to want to die. I remember the story of a preacher that was, I told you this before, but a preacher that was a tunnel rat, and he killed a lot of people in the army back in, I think it was Vietnam. But he killed a lot of people. War, I mean, he was a soldier. His guilt was so upon him. When he went back home, he was a drunk. He was on drugs, just trying to forget. Some missionary came to the Indian reservation where he lived and told him. Started preaching the gospel to him, and he said, "Sir, you shouldn't say that to me. There's nobody. I do. Why do you do what you do? I do this because I can't get rid of the guilt. Every day I wake up, I see the people's faces that I killed. I can't get rid of it. I can't. It haunts me. I can never get rid of it. I can't get forgiveness." And he said, "I know somebody who'll forgive you. I know somebody who'll forgive you and wipe it all away from you and give you a new clean heart and make you a new creature. And it'll all be forgiven and all that torture on your soul will end." And he preached unto him Jesus. The man got born again and preaches the gospel as a missionary today and has started many churches on Indian reservations in America. But the man had no peace in his heart. He never did. And the reason he had no peace was because he was lost. And his sin was upon him. Judas felt the same way. He had betrayed the innocent blood and he had no peace. None. Judas repented unto himself, but he was not willing to turn to Christ and rest his never-dying soul on Him alone. Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew. Will you? The danger Judas faced is that he allowed himself to get numb and hardened to the gospel. He heard it over and over and over and over again, and it hardened him to it. You know, if you can come in and sit there and preaching like this, it makes you miserable and you hate it. I don't mean because you're convicted about a sin or something like that you need to repent of. I'm talking about if you just hate it and you have no peace in your soul, there's a reason for that. He saw the mighty miracles of God. He witnessed the power of God. He was fed at the hand of Christ, but still did not turn to Him, did never repent. Judas became reprobate where his mind was given over, and when the house was swept clean, he allowed the devil to come into him. Turn to John chapter 13. We're almost done. John chapter 13, verse number 27. "And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly." The danger of you being in a good Baptist church and hearing the gospel and seeing the truths of Scripture laid out week after week is that if you have not received the truth and been saved, that you will turn reprobate and the devil will take you over. There are people around the truth so long and never receive it and go reprobate. I've seen people so near this point that it scared me. I have. I've seen them get to the point to where they said, "I can't. I can't." I said, "Just call out to him. I can't. I can't. Your soul is not a game." Can you imagine that? Screaming out, "I can't." I can. I heard it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Somebody called me on the phone and said, "It's too late for me. I'm going to die and go to hell." Now, I understand if you have to call me, but don't scare me like that at 6 o'clock in the morning, please. Call, but give me a second to wake up, I guess. That was the call at 6 o'clock in the morning. I can't do it. It's too late for me. I'm going to die and go to hell. Now, thank God they didn't, and they got saved. But they were at the tipping point. I believe, if you've ever heard that sermon by J. Harold Smith, God's Three Deadlines. Anybody ever heard that sermon in this room? Have you heard God's Three Deadlines? Every person in this room should go to YouTube or sermonaudio.com and download that sermon, God's Three Deadlines. Amen? Very good sermon. Very biblical and true. Amen? Folks, there is a time when you can kiss your day of salvation away, I believe. Just kiss it away. It's too late. You've turned reprobate and there's nothing anybody can do for you. But if you're listening and you're lost, no reason to wait. Amen? No reason to play games with God. No reason to play games with your soul. There are people that are around the truth, never receive it. God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. He won't always strive with you. Remember, there's a danger. When Judas Iscariot betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss, he kissed it away. Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? I know a young man that made a profession at a young age. He's not saved. He's reprobate now. Flirting with homosexuality, goth, wicked paganism, everything you can imagine. His parents gave him open access to the internet, let him do whatever he wanted to do on there. Kids reprobate concerning the faith. You say, we have the King James Bible. That's great. You can still go to hell from a Baptist pew. You say, we have soul winning, and we have the right doctrine, and we have all these other things. I don't care where you go. Judas was in the Church of Jesus Christ right there. In the assembly, and he went to hell from that assembly. Why? Because he never repented and trusted Christ. Never rested his soul on Christ. Never went to him for forgiveness. And we don't have to get into the signs in Scripture. I could preach a sermon to you on that. The identification marks of being born again. There's plenty of them that are in Scripture. That you can see, there's seven major ones that you can see in there. One of them is love to the brethren, is a sign of being born again. There's a lot of them that are in the Scriptures that show that. What are identification marks of a born again believer? Amen. But I will tell you that Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew, and you could just as easily do it tonight. Whether you're 10, or whether you're 30, or whether you're 50, or whether you're 100, it doesn't matter. Amen? Stand to your feet. I'm going to have an invitation here tonight, this afternoon, and then we'll close out and be done tonight, this afternoon. But with heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around, it's none of anybody's business, but let me ask you this. You willing to die with the faith that you have right now? Do you know that you're born again and on your way to heaven? You know that your sins have been forgiven, that He washed you and made you a new creature? That old things were passed away, that all things became new, and that you've been born again? Let me say this, if you're here tonight and you don't know that, you've never confessed that you're a lost, hell-deserving sinner, and you need to be born again. If you need to do that, why not step forward and get the peace from God that you need? Why not get the peace from God? Why not believe and embrace the gospel and be born again? Why not confess your lost condition before Him? Remember, He came not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. Is there anybody at all that would be honest and say, I'm not born again, I need to get saved? Anybody at all? Of course, I suppose you could let pride send you to hell. What good would that do? Is it worth it? Remember, you're called to record this day in hell if you're not saved. You'll call the record this day the day that somebody warned you that the man of God stood up and preached the Bible to you and preached Jesus to you. And just like Judas went to hell from a Baptist pew, you could too. One last call. Is there anybody that would say that they're not born again, they need to be saved? Anybody at all? Don't resist the Holy Ghost. If He speaks to you, listen. Listen for the still small voice. And let God lead you. Doesn't have to be here, doesn't have to be tonight. I mean, as far as that goes, it should be if you're lost, it should be right away. You should run. Don't trust mommy and daddy's faith, your mother, your father's religion, your pastor's faith, your church's faith, your wife's faith. You better know in the depths of your soul that you've been born again and made a new creature. If you don't know that, I sure wouldn't play games any second longer. I'd get the peace that passeth all understanding in your heart. But I leave that decision to you. Father, help us to take it seriously, Lord. Jesus was serious when He came and lived a perfect sinless life and died for my soul. Defeated death and rose again from the grave. Please help us. Lord, if there be one here that's not saved, speak to their hearts. Help them to run to You for forgiveness of sins and to get cleansed and to get saved and born again on their way to heaven. Sins forgiven. I pray, Father, for that. I pray for young people here, Lord, that are looking concerning their souls, Lord, that they would know that they're born again. They would understand that it's a covenant relationship that they have with You. It's them coming to You, Lord. It's not their parents' faith. It's not anybody else's faith. But theirs in the Son of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.